Saturday special. And this is how we're going to work it. I'm going to prime the pump with Rob's rant. And then I'm going to invite you folks to call in. I'd like to give everybody about 3 minutes. Give you a minute to come on the air, state your piece, uninterrupted if you'd like, you know, however you want to formulate that. And in the next 2 minutes, we're going to have a discussion about your major topic. And we're going to see if that can work. We're going to try and make that work. I'm going to hold you to the three-minute thing. So, again, at the risk of sounding redundant, this is how we want to work it. Okay, you folks call in with your topic after I'm done with my rant. You get 1 minute, uninterrupted if you like. Say, you know, state your piece. After that 1 minute, we're going to have a conversation, because this is not some place where you just get to call up, insult people, or vent. You can do that, but we want to promote and encourage a dialogue. Okay, so for the next following 2 minutes after that, we're going to have a conversation over the topic or charge. Or insult that you tossed my way. And then we're going to move on to the next caller, because we want to get as many people on the air as we possibly can today. Oh, so those of you who are new to listening audience, let me give you a quick update. My name is Rob. I happen to be an African-American. I'm a Republican. I'm a conservative. And I'm a Christian. But the most important thing that I like to emphasize with folks is that I'm an American just like you. So, again, the numbers are 479-1080, 477-1340. Send me a fax. We'll read your commentary on the air and share it with our listening audience today at 475-2967. Okay, let's go ahead and prime things off here with a rant. Wow, what a great day to be in America. And what a great day to be an American. Okay, that's what I thought when I got up this morning. And then I started to reminisce over some of the things that have occurred in the past couple of days, specifically in the past 4 or 5 days. The Star Spangled Banner in Spanish. What's up with that? I don't know about you folks, but I'm pretty damn irate over what just happened the other day. You know, there's some individual, and again, I'm not going to sit here and say that I have my large intellect wrapped around this entire situation, because I just picked up bits and pieces. I have a busy life like many of you, okay? And I just kind of, boom, you know, I focus in for a second on something I hear in the air, and if I see something in the newspaper, which is very rare, most of my information I get off the Internet. When I get up early in the morning, I'm checking my emails. Hey, I'm going through that real quick. I hit usatoday.com, see what's happening in the world, make sure nothing is, you know, blown up or been destroyed overnight, and then I move on because I have a busy life. But this thing caught my attention. I guess some guy wrote the Star Spangled Banner in Spanish, and it's not the traditional or the original Star Spangled Banner. It's in Spanish, and they changed some things in it, you know, so purportedly, so, you know, Spanish folks can show their so-called pride in America. Pretty irate. I'm like with the president on this yesterday. He made a statement, one of the few things that George Bush has said lately that I agree with. The Star Spangled Banner ought to be sung in English, period. End of the conversation. This is not open for discussion, okay? This is a uniquely American anthem. This is who we are. If you come to this country, you want to come to this country, as many people evidently do, because they risk life and limb every day, walking through a desert, kids dying, okay, putting themselves at risk or death, okay, selling themselves out to these so-called coyotes, okay, giving them every last cent they have to come to this country, then you ought to be an American when you get here, okay? You ought to be an American when you get here, and that means assimilating and adopting our folk ways and our mores, and that means you sing the Star Spangled Banner in English. That's our national anthem, okay? End the conversation. Let's move on. Monday, there's a proposal for all Mexicans, I guess. I'm not sure how this has been worded, to include illegals to stay home from work. Anybody of Hispanic / Mexican extraction, you stay home from work on Monday. You don't go to work. And this ignorant, lame-ass proposal was endorsed by, yes, our California politicians, specifically the California Senate. Can you believe this? Okay? Our kids are already dumb. They're dumbed out, dumbed down, dumb asses, okay? Can't even pass a test to get them out of high school to the next grade. And we need to encourage our children to miss more school. Specifically the children of immigrants, okay, who have somewhere between a 35 and a 40% dropout rate here in California. Okay, they can't pass a test that allows them to graduate. Okay, they can't speak English. But yes, let's take off from school. Let's not put our children in school. This makes perfect sense to me. Okay, let's go ahead and do that. And this ignorant proposal was endorsed by politicians. Not to mention the fact every child that's absent from school, the school district loses $40 per day per student. Okay, so if you got about a million or two students, when it's approximately 2.1 million in the Los Angeles school district alone, do the math. Okay, so the school districts are going to be without those funds. The kids are going to be deprived of what passes for education here in the state of California. I mean, we rank somewhere down in the 40s as far as, you know, proficiency in English, proficiency as far as our kids being educated, okay? And we want to give them all. We want to encourage them to miss school. As far as I'm concerned, all of you can stay home and go home to Mexico on Monday. Don't come back. This is precisely the point that gets people like me so upset. This encouragement, okay, that people single themselves out, that you not be an American. What possible purpose is this going to serve? People staying home on Monday. Kids not going to school. Okay? What possible good thing can come of that? And this ignorant proposal is endorsed by politicians. Who you people vote for? Hello? Is there something wrong here? You know, here in the state of California, we have a test that's in English. It's required of all high school kids before they graduate to pass. And people here, a large portion of folks, are saying that this test is racist. That this is a racist requirement. That we require our children graduating from high school to be proficient in their home language. To be proficient in English. Am I the only person here that thinks there's something wrong with this? Okay, is this racist that we require people to come into our country as citizens, that we require our citizens who are born here to be proficient in our native tongue? Is there something wrong with this picture? Okay, everybody that graduates from high school needs to be able to be proficient in English if you live in the United States of America. If you don't want to live in the United States of America, if you don't want to get a job here, then take your behind back to your country of origin. Be it Mexico, be it Germany, be it France, be it Russia, get the hell out. If you come to America, you speak English. Now, if someone has traveled extensively, and I have traveled extensively my whole life, I've been overseas many, many times in many different countries. I can tell you that when you're there, there are no accommodations for you. You go to France, they don't speak English. You speak French or you're SOL. Okay? You go to Germany and you don't speak German. You're SOL. If you go to Russia and you don't speak Russian or one of the various dialects, you're SOL. And if you go to China and you don't speak Mandarin or Cantonese, you're SOL. There's no accommodation for you. But here we are in America where we accommodate the whole darn world and everything that we do. Okay? To include not requiring our own citizens to speak our native tongue. Absolutely outrageous. Let's talk about this Duke rape case. Priming the pump some more here because I'm outraged at this. This is, again, a perfect example of how little we progressed in this country when it comes to race relations. Okay, this is always underneath the surface. We have a race problem in this country. We've had a race problem in this country my entire life. I'm 50 years old. I was born here and I've been a black man all my life. We got a problem in this country with race. And at the heart of the problem, and I'm talking about black people here now, I'm going to also talk about Hispanics as well. Okay, because it's not talked about. This case perfectly illustrates the problems that we have in America, okay, and continue to have when it comes to race, specifically my people, black Americans. Now, for those of you that are not in the know, this young black woman accused a group of white college students of raping her. Duke University, one of the prestigious universities in America, okay, overwhelmingly, predominantly white student body, hello, Hello, student kids are, you know, children of privilege. Hello, it costs about $40,000 a year to go there. Okay, and if you don't have the academic credentials, you can't get in under most circumstances. Of course, like most institutions here in the United States, if your mommy or your daddy graduated from there, you get in under what's called a legacy program. The exceptions are made. That's America, folks. Okay, it's who you know. All right? Duke University in a predominantly, well, not quite. You know, the population of Durham area is 49% African American. Okay? 51% white. Well, not 51% white, about 38% white with the rest of Hispanics, mixed in. But here's the point. You have this white enclave, Duke University, surrounded by an overwhelmingly black African-American community. By the way, I'm an American who happens to be black. I'm not African-American. To hell with that. I've never been to Africa. Don't want to go to Africa, okay? Have no desire to affiliate myself with Africa. I'm an American who happens to be black. That alone sets me apart from most of the black Americans in this country, or so how they refer to themselves. Okay, so this woman who's an exotic dancer, that means she takes her damn clothes off in front of groups of men. Okay, her and her partner contract for $800, $400 a piece to go to this frat house. Okay, is everybody following this with me so far? What part of you take your clothes off in front of a group of randy, testosterone-prone young men? This is a recipe for a disaster. Don't you understand? And this girl supposedly goes to college. She's not very bright, is she? Okay? So she goes to take her clothes off. She's insulted. Her and her partner are insulted. And then they leave the party where these 40-plus guys are gathered. They leave. Okay? They go in the cab and they get ready to leave. One of the kids comes out and talks them to going back in. And then this rocket scientist, this black female exotic dancer who takes her clothes off, rocket scientist, after already feeling insulted and getting a possible danger signal, goes back into the frat house where she allegedly is then held against her will, sodomized and raped by three white men. Okay? This is the girl by, you know, and we can't tell a story without talking about her history, by the way. This girl stole a police car about a year ago. She was arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol. She's got a rather storied, muddied history. Does this mean that she needs to be raped? Does this mean that she needs to be abused? Absolutely not. But we can't tell the story without telling the whole story. Okay? So this girl has got an illegitimate child. I think she has two illegitimate children. Okay, she's not married, is my understanding. And she's putting herself through school. Commendable. Commendable. But the way she earns extra money is by taking her clothes off in front of men. She gets naked in front of men and then and goes to private homes. This is not something that I would want my daughter to do. Okay? This is not something that you can do without possibly incurring some ramifications from your actions. The number here is 479-1080. This is KSCO 1080 AM. You're in the rapid fire section. You've walked into the rapid fire section of the Saturday special today. My name is Rob Roberts. I'm sitting in for Michael Zwirling, who's out of town. And we're doing a rapid fire section here. Folks call in. We want to get this pump primed so you folks can share your thoughts. Okay, 479-1080, 477-1340, 475-2967 is our fax number. Send me a fax and I'll share your thoughts with our listening audience. But I'm just going my little rant here to get folks going, and then we're going to have this 3-minute talkathon. You're going to come on the air for a minute, boom, you're going to fire, rapid fire. That's why we call it rapid fire. You get a minute, boom, uninterrupted, and then we're going to have a 2-minute conversation. We're going to move on to the next person. We're going to try and get as many folks on the phone and the horn today as possible. And then, of course, the obligatory appearance by Jesse. I am a black pimp Jackson, okay? All right? Coming down here to stir up trouble. Look, folks, we got a race problem in this country. We've always had a race problem in this country. And this illustrates that we continue to do so, and it has not been resolved. It bubbles just beneath the surface. Race and class are at the heart of this Duke rape case. These kids were exonerated. They took DNA from all these guys took, you know, swabbed the insides of their mouth, matched it up with the so-called DNA evidence was in the so-called crime scene, and it didn't match with any of the guys. Okay, well, you know, I'm a CSI junkie, you know, wow. Okay, so these guys are innocent, right? Should the prosecutor continue to push this case? This guy's running for re-election, majority black votes, he's pandering, trying to, you know what that means, kiss up a certain anatomical part of the black community so black voters will vote for him, because they're almost 50% of the electorate. That's what this is about, okay? It's not about justice. Because if it was about justice, he wouldn't even bought the charges against these two kids from what I've seen and what I've heard and what I've read. Now, by no means do I promote myself or promulgate myself as being an expert, but I can read. I be a college graduate, got 2 degrees, okay? So I can read, and I got a little bit of common sense, all right? Depending upon who you are, more or less, some folks have an opinion. These kids ought to be set free. We got the race hustlers out there trying to stir up trouble. My question again goes to the heart of the matter. You know what? What are you doing taking your clothes off at 2 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock in the morning in front of a group of 40 men? I don't care if they're white men, black men, whatever. You put yourself in that situation, okay? What do you expect? Moving right along, black on black crime. I live up in Oakland. And we got a real serious crime problem up there. We're 100% increase in crime. Majority of it black-on-black crime in the past year. 46, 47 murders. At this time last year, we had about 23 murders. So we've doubled, 100% increase in 1 year. Mostly black men, a couple Hispanic young men being murdered, but overwhelmingly young black men killing each other, okay, on the streets. How can this be happening? We have gun control, don't we? Dianne Feinstein. Okay, Barbara Boxer, our liberal white women senators. They have been in the vanguard of pushing gun control, taking away the Second Amendment rights of people like me. How can we have crime when we have hundreds of gun laws on the books? Because criminals don't give a damn about laws. That's why they're called criminals. Okay? And criminals are going to buy guns and get guns in a nefarious manner. And they're going to kill each other and kill people like you. Gun control and all these laws simply regulate and take away the rights of people like me, God-fearing citizens, God-fearing law-abiding American citizens, to own weapons and to protect our home and hearth. Okay? But how can this be happening? Black-on-black crime. You know, we have a destruction of family. We have this rap culture out here, okay? I was walking down the street the other day. Actually, I wasn't walking. I was riding my bicycle. A group of young black men downtown Oakland. Nigga this, nigga that, nigga this, nigga that. I never heard so many niggas, okay, in a space of about 30 seconds riding by the group of these guys, okay? This rap, filthy, dehumanizing black culture. These kids didn't have any fathers. That's obvious. Because I can tell you, I got 2 grown men that I raised by myself. They don't talk that way. They don't talk that way because I don't talk that way. They had a father in their life. Okay? Sorry, women can't raise men. And that's what I promote is at the heart of this problem. Destruction of the black family. No fathers in attendance. You know, this continued profligate, illegitimate lifestyle in the black community. All right? 8, 7, well, let's go ahead and round it up or round it down. It's either 7 or 8 out of every babies, 8 out of 10 babies, or 7 out of 10, wherever you fall on the political divide, make yourself feel better, are born under illegitimate circumstances. We need to talk about this. Well, it's too late to talk about it because it's there. That's who's on the street, nigga this, nigga that. That's who's in these rap videos talking about raping women and beating women. And the black community does nothing about this. And when people speak up like about, you know, about it, like me, I'm an Uncle Tom. I hate my race, okay? Because I bring this up and discuss it, all right? Every time somebody talks about this, they're shouted down. The white press doesn't talk about it because they know what they're going to be called racist. We got a problem. You can't deny it. What are we going to do about it? We're going to ignore it? Jesus, this gas shortage. Let me go ahead and nail this, hammer this nail real quick. gas shortage. Well, let's blame it all on George. It's George Bush's fault, right? All this problem is George Bush's fault. He's making the gas go. I'm sorry. It's not George Bush's fault. We got a lot of liberal politicians that for years, and I'm bringing this down to the lowest common denominator, and I'm guilty of oversimplification. Let me say that beforehand, all right? But this is basically the problem we got. We got a certain finite amount of gas, oil reserves on the planet. B, we have more nations than ever that are developing nations and are going in and taking away from that. It's not only the United States anymore. You got China. It's insatiable when it comes to oil reserves and gas. They're developing nation. You got India, Pakistan. You got African nations, some of whom have their own oil reserves. But the demand on this ever dwindling and decreasing supply continues unabated. It's not just the United States anymore. All right. So get used to it. It's going to be $5 a gallon by this time next year. Get used to it and get over it. That's the way it is. And there's nothing anybody can do. If John Kerry was president, nothing would be different right now. Hell, it'd probably be more expensive if you want to know the truth. And yet we have people that tell us we're sitting on a huge amount of oil reserves up in Anwar in Alaska. Politicians tell us we can't drill there because of a couple damn elk and some moose. I don't give a damn about elk and moose. Okay, we have a lot of technology today that will allow us to get to that oil without spoiling the environment. Let's do it. Why are we having this conversation? Let's do it. We need the oil, okay? We need it. If we stop producing today, if we changed our lifestyle and all went back to being cavemen and cavewomen, okay, to protect the environment, I can promise you Russia, China, India, and all the other developing nations will continue to burn fossil fuels unabated. In fact, they'll just take the portion that we no longer burn and burn it. So the planet is going to turn into, this huge ice cube that's melting. Sorry, that's the way it goes. Kyoto Accords, to hell with that. Nobody's going to change their lifestyle. So what do we have to do? Well, we have to come up with some alternatives to fossil fuels, and I'm all for that. But this foolishness about just ignoring oil reserves and not plugging into what we have, I mean, what's wrong with that picture? Okay. Last but not least, let's talk about global terrorism before we take some calls here. Global terrorism. Wow. Iran said, I don't give a damn what the president of the United States or the UN says. We're going to develop a nuclear weapon. Okay. So, you're going to develop a nuclear weapon. And what is Israel going to do while you're doing this? What should we do? Should we just stand by and say, okay, you can have a nuclear weapon? Go ahead and destabilize that entire region in the world. These are geopolitical realities, folks. Let Iran get a nuclear weapon, and they will destabilize that entire region. Because I'm here to tell you, those Jews, my friends in Israel, they're not going to stand pat, okay, without doing something. Because they know what I know, that Iran will use that nuclear weapon against them. Okay, so we have nuclear war in that region. That's what we need, some more unrest. Okay. All right. Let's go to these phone lines before I take a quick break, because I've been talking for a while and I want to go to the phone lines real quick. We can go to who is this? Linda from Hollister. Linda, thank you very much. Welcome to the Saturday special rapid fire section. Go ahead. You're on the air with Rob Roberts.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
You know, I can't thank you enough for everything that you have spoken this morning. I truly believe, unless we stand up for America, that we may as well shut up. I said the other day, I'm fed up, but you know what? I know the Lord spoke to me and said, well, if you don't stand up, then shut up.
Amen, sister.
I am so thankful to hear a voice like yours, and I can tell you why. I have been inspired. I was inspired by that young Mexican disc jockey that caused all the people to get out in the street. But I was inspired in a different way. You see, he stood up for what he wanted, and action happened, didn't it? We have sat back in the meantime and done nothing. Today, I believe that your voice can cause a rise to action like that one.
Well, thank you.
What I'm saying is, stand up, America. Because you know what? That Star Spangled Banner says, for the home of the free and the land of the brave.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be brave. We need to stand up. If we don't, we may as well shut up. And I can share with you, I understand. You see, I happen to be, I'm an American. I happen to be Caucasian Christian. Those are identifying labels. Just like you said, it helps to identify who we are because we are created separately so that we can bring diversity into this country, but with unity. When our Creator created the sky, He made it blue, beautiful. But if He had made everything blue, it would have been boring.
Mm-hmm.
He made you the color you are because He took the time to create you as an individual.
And hey, let me tell you something. I'm proud of who I am. Make no mistake about it, but first and foremost, I'm an American. I love my country. I love this great nation, and I've been an American for the past 50 years. And, you know, whoever else I am other than that is secondary to the fact that I'm an American.
And that is what it is. And if you honor that, you see, I happen to know firsthand, because I grew up in the southern part of the United States during the 60s. I was at the University of Alabama. I took a stand to do something different, but I can tell you this, it was to uplift America. I led a boycott back east, but you know what it was to do? It was to show the power of the purchase of black people. And what we did was we took silver dollars and $2 bills, and we saved up, and we all went shopping one day to show the power rather than to call a boycott the other direction. It was to do it with honor and dignity to empower this country, not to cripple it.
Well, let me tell you something about let me share a story with you real quick before I move on to another caller, because our 3 minutes is about up. When I was in the early 80s, when I was stationed at North Carolina at Fayetteville at Fort Bragg with the 82nd Airborne Division, serving my country while I served myself, we had some problems off post. There was a lot of our black soldiers weren't being rented to by some of the folks in the area. And Fayetteville has changed a great deal since I was back there in 83. Things have gotten a lot better, humongously better in North Carolina. But the commanding general at the time wanted to make a point. So what he did was, on payday, he put out an order, because in the military, when a general says something, it happens. It's not like out here with this foolishness, you know, in this bureaucratic, you know, world that we live in a civilian world. General says it happens, it happens. All the soldiers on post were paid in $2 bills, and they went out there, and that means every soldier, black, white, yellow, Hispanic, every American soldier was paid in $2 bills. And then for the next 2 weeks, you know, every soldier in that post made a point, because they paid their bills and they did their commerce with American $2 bills. And they proved to the people, hey, let me tell you something. You're going to treat these soldiers right because they're American soldiers. And if we pull out of here, this whole town goes down into the vortex. Believe me, his point was made. And all of a sudden, miraculously, you know, the racism and the discrimination was directed against black American soldiers, and also Hispanic American soldiers, just kind of dissipated. Whew, it was gone. Okay?
The power. I need to share something real quickly. June 14th is Flag Day. I was impressed 3 weeks ago to say, you know what, we're going to celebrate Flag Day in America. I know it's celebrated in some little town. In Hollister, on June 11th, I'm having a Flag Day celebration in Dunn Park. I'm asking families just to come out with your children. Bring your picnic basket. Bring your American flag. I'm asking children to write poems and stories, and the younger children to color pictures of the flag to understand what it means. Betsy Ross is going to be there, and George Washington is going to be there.
What about Abraham Lincoln? Is Abraham Lincoln going to be there?
Abraham Lincoln and Francis Scott Key is going to be there. Because and you know what? This had happened before yesterday. I know that it was God's timing.
Well, maybe Rob Roberts needs to be there, too.
You know, oh, please come. Please come. And you know what? If you want, Betsy Ross will be on your radio program the next time you're on. The lady, why she made the flag, and she was ostracized. She was ostracized and persecuted because she married a man outside of her faith. But she happened to be sitting in the same church that George and Martha Washington were.
That's a wonderful story. I want to thank you for sharing it, Linda. I got to move on to the call here today, but I want to thank you for calling KSCO.
Well, thank you for being there, and thank you for this word today. Stand up, America.
Thank you.
And you know what? Love everybody.
Thank you very much.
Whatever color you are, I love you.
God bless you. Bye-bye. We're going to move to another caller before we take a break. We got Billy in Capitola. Billy, you're on the air with KSCO and Rob Roberts. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Rob. You know, you talk about the divided American, you know, it's sort of like the black American or the Christian American or the Mexican American. And, you know, you say you're American first, and yet that's just not true.
Go ahead. You got 45 seconds left.
Only 45 seconds, even if I have something interesting to say?
Yeah, well, remember, I mean, perhaps you weren't listening.
I heard it. I just thought, you know.
The first minute is yours.
I just thought most good ideas are only good until a better idea comes along.
Okay.
You know. That's what conservative means. Conservative means we're going to do it the way we did it yesterday, even when we learn better. And that's what you are. You're a conservative American. You are more, you're disloyal to America. You're loyal to conservatism.
Okay.
Is
that it, or do you have more?
No, that's it. I mean, you know, we can expound on it, but only if we can go back and forth.
Sure.
If you can't speak.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that you had exhausted everything in your minute.
I'm tantalizing, and I've got lots more for you, but let's get started.
Okay.
Is it true that you are more of a conservative than you are an American?
Absolutely not. I'm an American who happens to be a conservative. Simple. I believe in God. I believe in my country. I have conservative values.
Which comes first, God or the country?
The country always.
Before your God?
Not necessarily so, but I think the two aren't mutually exclusive.
It does appear as if not being mutually exclusive, from what I've learned about a lot of Christians in this country, is they think it's more important to be a Christian than it is to be an American. They honor what they believe to be their response as a Christian much more than they honor the freedoms that we've been given as Americans.
Well, I'd advance for your consideration that I believe the two are synonymous with each other, and if I can just go
ahead. There's the trouble right there.
No, I don't think so. This country was founded by a group of men who believed in God.
No, okay. Not completely.
Oh, you're absolutely correct.
Here's what they did believe. They believed that religion was a very dangerous thing, and they really wanted to make sure that no religion got an edge. They were afraid of religion.
I'm not sure if I'm going to
agree.
It's not historical fact. It's your interpretation. They believed that religion you're absolutely correct. When you say that they did not want any one particular religion to have the upper hand. That, in fact, is a truism. You are absolutely correct in that. But as far as excluding...
Now, why do you think they felt that way?
Because they had been persecuted overseas,
That's right, because they understood that religion led to people treating people bad.
But they also realized that religion was a very, very important part of the government, and that's why they incorporated it into the United States Constitution.
No. They didn't think it was an important part of government. They understood that the weaker people among them needed it, and it wasn't time to get rid of it yet.
So I take it from that you don't consider yourself a religious individual. You don't have a deity that you believe in. Is that correct?
Or
is that
absolutely not.
Okay. Well, I mean, so.
No, I understand.
Do you believe in, in a higher power or not? Can we establish that?
Do I believe in a higher power? Not in the way you think about it, I don't.
Okay, so then let me be even more forthright and, focused. Do you believe in God? Do you recognize God? Okay, well, I mean, that's good. I'm glad. Let's be honest intellectually.
Well, let me ask you,
let's get it on the table.
Do you believe in the God that, for example, the African tribesman believes in? Do you believe in that God?
No, I don't.
That's right.
I believe in my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and
exactly.
I'm not afraid to.
And I'm not afraid to say that.
Okay?
Right, no, you shouldn't
That's
be afraid
who I
to
am.
Say it.
There's about 3 billion other people on the face of the earth that, stand solidly with me in that belief, by the way.
And could they all be wrong?
I doubt it.
But was 300 years ago everybody wrong about what they believed about the world? When everybody thought the world was flat, were they all wrong? And when the religion wouldn't accept the changes of the reality of how it was, weren't they wrong? All of them. If you see, that's what you don't get. You believe this is a Christian country because there's more of you than there are of us.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you really don't understand is that the true nature of Christianity, based on what Jesus had to say, not the people who followed him and built a church full of bigots, but Jesus himself was a man about love, about treating thy neighbor as thyself, not saying I raise myself over my neighbor.
I detect a lot of hatred in your voice there.
Well,
Billy?
I've been doing, it's not hatred, it's fear. I've been sort of paying attention to what goes on in those Islamic countries.
Mm-hmm.
And I've paid attention to what happens when a religion gets control of a country. I saw what happened in Ireland.
Yeah, you get your head chopped off.
When you weren't allowed to divorce somebody when you're in a bad relationship. Religion is always a problem when it interferes on the state.
Okay.
Religion is a great thing to have in your church, But when you try to put it in my school with that foolishness about, you know, design instead of, you know, you're trying to make our kids stupid. And that's, of course, if they're stupid, they'll believe in these myths.
They're already stupid.
My point, though, is this.
They're already stupid, Billy.
Yeah, well,
they're already stupid, and religion had nothing to do with it, okay? But I'm allow you to make a quick point here before I move on to another call. You've been on here for about 5 minutes already, so I want to be very, very accommodating today. I mean, so what's your actual point? I mean, other than the fact...
Here's my actual point, really.
Yeah,
what I'm trying to say is this, that the 32% of people or 25% of people who still support George Bush, they're not Americans. They're Bushies or they're Republicans or they're conservatives. But if you're still in denial that the worst president of the United States is any good at all, and if you're not willing to get rid of a guy who's bad for the country, who's damaging the country, who doesn't follow his oath of office to obey the Constitution, who's looking at Americans instead of abroad where he should be, who's sticking his nose where it's not allowed, who lies to Americans to get a war on, you're not an American.
Well, I'm one of those.
You're a Republican.
I'm
you're
one
a
of
conservative.
Those... Okay.
And that's so much less than an American.
All right. Okay, so we were having a conversation, so I'm going to go ahead and end this. I'm one of those 35% that, you know, support the president. If I could, I'd vote for him again. And he's not the worst president we've ever had. His predecessor, I think, lays claim to that with, you know, hands down. Okay. And he's a great American.
Great.
And he believes.
Lied to America.
Any man that starts his day on his knees praying to God, you know, has got my voice, you know, has got my vote and got my support.
You're a better Christian than you are an American.
Thank you, Billy. Thanks a lot for calling the program today, by the way. And you have a great week.
You have a
and
great
weekend. And God bless you, my friend. Moving right along before we take a quick break. We are going to take a break after this next call. Rick from Santa Cruz, thank you for holding, Rick. Welcome to the KSCO Rapid Fire Special.
I think that we need to pressure Sam Farr to resign. He voted against H.R. 4437. He protects illegal aliens and terrorists, and he is a threat to the people of California. And I think he is I can't even put into words. I think this man is a joke. Thank you. That's all I have to say.
Thank you very much. I'm not a big Sam Farr fan, and I make no secret of that. Hey, look, I got to go to the break real quick here and play some commercials and pay some bills. And we'll return back in a second after we do that and take some more of your phone calls. Currently got a couple of people waiting on the line. This is KSCO, 1080 AM. You're tuned in to the Saturday Rapid Fire Special. My name is Rob Roberts. I'm the guest host today for Michael's Whirling, who's out of town. Stay tuned. A cool head for a hot talk, and it's going to get hotter. Stay with us.
Hello, my name is Bill Lambert, and I am the owner-operator of Lambert & Son Moving, serving Santa Cruz and Monterey counties for local and long-distance moves. Lambert & Son Moving is a local, family-owned and operated mover. Let my family take care of your family's move. Call me at 831-420-0419 for a free, no-obligation estimate. Mention KSCO Radio for a free gift and special discount. Free use of our wardrobe boxes for your move. Senior and student discounts, best value in town. Reliable on-time service. Our clients, family, neighbors, and new neighbors will be treated with the utmost respect and courtesy. I guarantee it. Residential and commercial moves. No job too small. License insured, bonded. California PUC T number 189973. Call Bill Lambert at 831-420-0419 for all your moving needs. That's Lambert & Son Moving.
Good Morning Monterey Bay is brought to you in part by Community Tree Service.
Hi, I'm Regina, the singing secretary at Community Tree Service and Dumpster Rental, with a special offer for Good Morning Monterey Bay listeners. We offer tree service. We rent dumpsters in the Santa Cruz County area, and we also do demolition. Call us at 763-2391. That's 763-2391.
An XM satellite radio listener gets commercial-free music day one.
Spend time listening to all of XM's music channels today, especially jazz and hip-hop. Not a single commercial break, so I couldn't call my girlfriend Allison.
Allison versus XM, day two.
Woke up with head on table next to XM radio. Ears felt good, but neck was a little stiff. Spent 12 straight hours listening to commercial-free punk rock channel. Forgot to call Allison again. We'll send flowers tomorrow.
XM 1, Allison 0, day 6.
Four voicemails from Allison. We'll call her back after Springsteen Marathon.
I'm rooting for you, Allison. Day 12.
Allison called, said if I'm not dead, we're through. We'll call her back just as soon as they break for a commercial.
Don't hold your breath, Allison, because all of XM's music channels are 100% commercial-free. And this year, you get over 120 digital channels of music, news, sports, and talk. Check it out at stores like Best Buy and Circuit City. XM Satellite Radio. Required monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
Hi, this is Mark from the nearly famous Mark Davis Specialty Painting. Modesty prohibits me from telling you that our work has been featured 5 times in the Santa Cruz Sentinel because of quality, workmanship, and the unique look we give your home or business. My crew is excellent, and we use only the best paints. When we're finished, your home will last longer and have more value. The rainy season is over, sort of. So, take the worry out of hiring a painter and call 251-8405 for your free estimate. That's 251-8405.
www.ksco.com.
Oh, welcome back. You're tuned into the Rapid Fire Saturday Special. My name is Rob Roberts. Yes, I'm a conservative, and yes, I am a Christian. Mea culpa, I believe in God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Oh, yeah, by the way, did I neglect to mention I happen to be an African-American? Oh, no, 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 not that. No, sorry, folks. I'm an American who just happens, coincidentally, to be black. But most importantly, I'm an American just like you. Welcome to KSCO 479-1080, 477-1340, and send me a fax at 475-2967, and I'll share your thoughts with our listening audience. I'm going to go straight to the phone lines because I want to try and clear. We got 4 callers here. Open lines for open minds, a cool head for a hot talk. I'm referring to your host this morning, and it's going to get hot, damn hot, in the second hour, so you want to stay tuned. Okay, let's go to Margaret in Santa Cruz. Oh, excuse me, I can't do that. I'm sorry, Margaret. Harold is in front of you in line, so I'm going to go to Harold next because he's been waiting for a while. Good afternoon, Harold, and welcome to Rob Roberts and the Saturday Rapid Fire Special. How you doing?
Hello, Rob. Am I coming in clear?
You're coming in loud and clear. Lima Charlie, Hotel Mike.
All right, we've had a little trouble with the lines down here. The best technical difficulties in the county. First of all, anybody that knows Billy, he's a multimillionaire, very rich Jew, and... he's to the far left of the Democratic Party, but hey, that's what makes good talk radio, right?
I heard that.
Yeah. And Monday, me and you go into Watsonville, and we'll eat at any restaurant that's open. Well, we'll see if the whole town is shut down.
I can't do that, man, because I'm going to be working Monday.
Yeah, I know.
I refuse to take off. I'm going to be working.
I was going to buy you some strawberry shortcake. There was a strawberry strike over there, and me and our... Double R, we're in that. Okay, mm-hmm. Point one. As a historian, I always say, why is civil rights dead? Why isn't there another Martin Luther King? And it was the reaction to the O.J. Simpson verdict. Mm-hmm. Most in the black community said, whooped it up. Oh, he got off because we're always being hassled by white police.
PO'd a lot of
people. Double murder.
PO'd a lot of Americans off when he did that, by the way, including myself, because I know O.J. is a filthy murderer.
Yeah, me and you. But unfortunately, what we saw on national TV, you know what we saw.
It set race relations back a lot in this country. Sure did.
It can't cure it. That was why there was a slow response to FEMA in largely black New Orleans. That was a factor.
Sure.
But I must say, Rob, there was a slow response to our earthquake here by FEMA, too. So.
Sure. You know, that really incensed me, Harold, when everybody was playing this race card, you know, after Katrina down in New Orleans. You know, the fact of the matter is, and let me state a statistic here real quick with you. You know, when all those black folks moved out of New Orleans and were displaced, crime dropped like about 65-70%. Okay, so what does that say about the black community was living in New Orleans? Well, we got a whole lot of underprivileged, poor black folks, yeah, and a whole lot of them commit crimes. Okay, now, I don't mean to, you know, intentionally paint with too broad a brush here, but that response, the federal government's response, had absolutely nothing to do with race. It had to do with poor planning by the black mayor, who's a buffoon, and I can't believe that these black idiots are going to reelect him again. That's the way it looks, okay? And the other portion of it was very, very poor planning by the governor of Louisiana, who happens to be a liberal white woman, Democrat. I mean, that's my take on the situation.
Yes.
What's yours?
And I want to tell you, as a white man, I'm looking at this woman that claims they've been raped, and North Carolina is at Duke University.
Right.
And I'm still saying, my notes here, I'm saying it could be a real act, but she's made this claim before, or it could,
exactly.
could be a ploy to get money out of a civil suit. So I am keeping my mind open.
Okay, well, you happen, you know, and I respect you for that, but I got to tell you, my mind is already closed. This woman has already cried wolf before. She's done a disservice to women everywhere, not just black women, by playing this rape card now twice, and evidently, you know, both times there's been some question, you know, to be held. So my mind is closed. As far as I'm concerned, this is a woman that takes her clothes off. Did she deserve to be raped? Does that make her a rape object? No. But her credibility, she's got none with me. So you're a better person than me.
Okay, point two, I've got Latin American poor. They're having a huge birth rate down there, not just Mexico and Central America, but all of South America.
Mm-hmm.
While American women, tell me if I don't get the number right, they've aborted at least 40 million babies. Do you know the figure in millions?
Last time I looked, it was somewhere between 33 and 37 million. But,
okay.
You know, we can split the difference. That's, you know, since the Supreme Court.
So our civilization culture going down. So.
Well.
And their birth rate is going up, and they're going to stream across the borders until we get a president that will do something. The last three is I want to know what you think President Bush's policy will be in Iraq, because we are in the middle of Islam. And, you know, Islam looks at us, Rob. Have you ever seen Quentin Tarantino's movies?
Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan.
Saw Hostel, the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And the Muslim world is looking at that. That's American movies.
That's right.
Bloodthirsty, kill everybody and all that. And they do have a point there. Some of our movies are terrible.
That's one of the reasons they hate us, our culture and our values, or lack thereof.
And I say, okay, Islam has 1 billion followers and 14 centuries head start, but we are trying to promote democracy in Iraq, that country that was pulled together after World War II,
mm-hmm.
but there is that oil there, so I want your response. What do you think the Bush or future policy should be in Iraq?
Sure, and if you don't mind waiting until the second hour, I'll do that, because I got to hop to another call.
Okay, thank you, Rob.
I'll be more than happy to do it. Hey, thank you very much. Let me go to Margaret, because she's been waiting. Margaret and Salinas, welcome to KSCO Rapid Fire Special. You're on the air with Rob Roberts. Hi, Margaret.
Good morning. I'm in Santa Cruz.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I really like that guy who commented on Sam Farr. Sam Farr, you know, he also needs to be excommunicated from the Catholic Church. And I'm going to be raising that very issue in a website that I tend to form in support of having this man, Sam Farr, excommunicated from the Catholic Church due to his promotion of abortion in all stages of life. And as you know, there are 6 gynecologists in Santa Cruz Medical Center that perform 5 to 6 partial birth abortions every month in Santa Cruz, et cetera. And this man is right in there, and, you know, he's got his hands are way into the pie there.
Wow.
You know, about the inconclusive DNA, how they said the other DNA is inconclusive?
Mm-hmm.
I think that is code for rich daddy of drunk bully boy's son paying off everyone who could possibly be involved, including the judges.
So you think this woman is credible?
The inconclusive DNA is code for rich daddy payoff.
Okay, answer my question now, Margaret. Do you think this woman is credible?
I'd have to meet her. I'd have to talk to her. I'd have to see what she has to say. I mean, you know, just because she did what she did doesn't mean that...
You don't think that giving lap dances in a situation where you got 40-plus randy, young, testosterone-jazzed young men...
Drunk.
Drunk, with alcohol thrown in and probably some weed as well. You don't think that kind of colors, pardon the pun, your outlook, or should color your outlook in this case?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think the whole thing is a big mess.
I'm not going to say this girl is a slut, but, I'm not going to say that, but I mean, you know, taking your clothes off, this is how you earn a living. I wouldn't want to marry a woman like that, but,
yeah.
You know, again, does that excuse the possibility, or does that, you know, make her eligible to be raped? Absolutely not. I'm just saying, you know, you draw your own conclusions, okay?
Right. You know, the filthy, dehumanized culture, as you referred to it.
Right.
The TV and the media formulates and force feeds that to the masses. The media is what is filthy and dehumanizing. I mean, it's 90% at fault for purposely inciting
focus now, Margaret, because you only got about a minute and a half here before I hit the top of the hour. So focus. I don't want to cut you off, honey.
Okay. The media is 90% at fault for purposely inciting and wrongfully inciting wrongful immigrant issues. You know, it is illegal immigration
right.
that we're talking about.
Exactly.
Immigration. And I think African and Mexican Americans are racist, big time.
Oh,
I
mean, yeah,
I
can't sure, get sure.
services.
I agree.
Either without getting stink eye and attitude.
I agree. But that's what happens when you create a culture and foster and encourage a culture that gives these people who break the laws more rights and more consideration than you give, you know, American citizens. I mean, you reap what you sow.
We need to sue the media for twisting, painting, tweaking these issues and hurting our Americans, period. Mm-hmm. They need to start getting sued for the lies that they push on us in the in calling it news. They need to be sued.
Well, they need to be more than that. Horsewhipped is something that's on my list. Hey, Margaret, thanks a lot for calling the program. Come up on the top of the hour. I want to thank you for sharing your thoughts here with me on KSCO Rapid Fire Special today. Folks, we got another hot hour in store for you as we meander up to the top of the hour here. It's going to be 11 o'clock here in just a second. My name is Rob Roberts. I'm sitting in for Michael Zwirling today on the Rapid Fire Saturday Special. We got another hour to go yet. Cool head for hot talk. I'm bold, I'm black, and I'm back in town for another 60 minutes. Stay tuned to KSCO Radio. You won't want to touch that dial.
KSCO Santa Cruz, KOMY Watsonville.
Intelligence officials still working to verify the video's authenticity. The Pentagon says more than 2,400 of our troops have died in Iraq since the start of the war. The number of Iraqis killed thought to be in the tens of thousands and climbing.
Last week, 56% of the casualties were innocent men, women, and children in Iraq. The numbers of attacks against civilians in the last 10 weeks have increased 90%.
Major General Rick Lynch. And the jury home for the weekend in the Zakarias Moussaoui death penalty trial. More from Fox Radio's Mike Makowicz.
They've been at it for more than 21 hours over four workdays, but it seems that the jury still hasn't been able to come to a unanimous decision. And they have to all vote that at least one of the three statutory aggravating factors applies in order to give the death penalty. Then they have to weigh another set of aggravating and mitigating factors against each other to reach their final decision. And it's that word aggravating that may be a problem. One juror felt the need to look up the word in a dictionary, even after the judge warned them not to. The judge decided it was innocent enough that the juror could remain, but warned them to get their definitions from the court from now on.
Deliberations resuming Monday morning. Accusing Republicans of giving big oil big breaks despite record profits.
Last summer, in a time of record deficit spending, when Congress enacted the Republican energy bill, energy companies received nearly $10 billion in special tax breaks.
Congressman Bart Stupak of Michigan in the weekly Democratic radio address, Stupak saying House Democrats want to roll back oil company tax cuts. And thousands of illegal immigrants nationwide stayed home amid rumors of roundups. This comes as national immigration protests are planned for Monday. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Janine Marks, a 12-year-old, was fairly normal. She spent a lot of time online. One day, she met a new friend. The new friend had the same problems at home. They liked the same bands. They worried about the same subjects in school. They promised to keep each other's secrets. They wished they went to the same junior high. The new friend had good news. He said he was going to be in Janine's area one Saturday. He thought it would be amazing if they could just hang out, go to the mall. Janine agreed. The new friend didn't want parents messing this up. Janine showed up alone. So did her new friend, who wasn't in junior high, wasn't nice, and wasn't a 14-year-old boy. Last year, one in five children was sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com to learn how to protect your kids' online life. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Anti-war protesters are marching in New York City today. Tens of thousands are expected. The protesters demanding that U.S. troops be withdrawn from Iraq. An explosion rocks a chemical plant in Port Arthur, Texas. More from Fox Radio's Jeff Roberts.
Just around 7:30 this morning in Port Arthur, Texas, the Huntsman Chemical Plant reported a major explosion. Now, there are no injuries reported at this time. However, residents in the immediate area have been asked to shelter in place, meaning basically basically get in the middle of their house, close all the windows and doors, shut off the air conditioning unit as smoke is just billowing from the plant and filling the immediate area. All the roads in and out of the immediate Port Arthur area have been shut down at this time. Again, the good news to report, no injuries so far in Port Arthur, Texas. This is Jeff Roberts for Fox News Radio.
And North Texas is picking up the pieces after a battering by storms, packing 100-mile-an-hour winds as well as baseball-sized hail. Vehicles and buildings reported damage throughout the city of Gainesville. In sports, North Carolina State defensive end Mario Williams has the distinction of being the first player chosen in the NFL draft.
The first selection in the 2006 NFL draft. The Houston Texans select Mario Williams, defensive end, North Carolina State.
Houston fans in the audience not so thrilled about passing on Reggie Bush, who was graded the number one player in the draft. That's why the booing. Williams agreeing to a $54 million contract over 6 years with the Houston Texans. Stone taking a knock, a pretty hard one. Guitarist Keith Richards hospitalized with a mild concussion reportedly after falling out of a tree in Fiji. He was flown to New Zealand for treatment. Richards is 62. I'm Lisa Carton, Fox News Radio.
www.kseo.com.
As you're listening to KSCO AM 1080, it's 5 minutes past 11 o'clock. I'm Jay Cruz with a quick look at your Central Coast weather forecast for tonight. Mostly cloudy, drizzle and fog with west wind at 6 miles per hour with lows around 54. Sunday, partly cloudy with areas of drizzle and fog in the morning with west wind at 6 miles per hour with highs around 63. Sunday night, partly cloudy, fog, west wind 6 miles per hour, lows around 52. Monday, partly cloudy, patches of fog in the morning, highs around 69. Monday night, mostly clear, fog, lows around 52. Tuesday, mostly sunny with patches of fog in the morning with highs around 68. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with fog, lows around 51. Wednesday, partly cloudy with patches of fog in the morning, highs around 65. And Wednesday night, also partly cloudy, fog with lows around 51. Stay tuned to KSCO AM 1080 for hour number two of our Saturday special with special guest host Rob Roberts. Stick around.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but
ho, and welcome back. You're tuning in to KSCO 1080 AM. My name is Rob Roberts. This is the Saturday Rapid Fire Special. I'm sitting in for Michael Zwirling. Today is the 29th of April, year of our Lord, 2006. And welcome to the program. Those of you who don't know me, I used to be a talk show host here on the radio station of some renown. Before we get any further, I want to thank my engineer this afternoon, Mr. Jay Cruz. Thank you, Jay, for all your help. Really appreciate that. Young man helping me get my message and my voice out over this airwaves of KSCO's vast listening audience. I'm going to go right to the phone lines before I go into another rant because we got a few folks who have been waiting for a while. We got Larry from Newark. He's been waiting for about 20 minutes. We're going to go to you, Larry, right away. Then next on the hook is Joe from Salinas. And then we're going to do Marcella in Salinas, and I'm going to go into my rant, and then I'll hit CB from Pebble Beach. It just popped up on the screen. Open lines for open minds. You want to get in the conversation this afternoon? 479-1080 is the number to call, 477-1340. Send me a fax at 475-2967. Do we still have those things around, fax machines? Wow, we've come so far. And you're tuning in to KSCO Saturday Special. Again, my name is Rob Roberts. I'm sitting in for Michael Zwirling, who will be back. We got a rapid-fire format going on this afternoon. 3 minutes per person total. 1 minute, you get to rant and rave, whatever. Try to be how should I say, sane. And then we're going to have a discussion for 2 minutes after that. So let's hop on the phone lines and go right to Larry. You're on the air with Rob Roberts, KSCO, in the Saturday Rapid Fire Special. Welcome, Larry.
Morning, Rob.
Good afternoon,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, I used to listen to you in the old days, and if your politics are basically the same as what they were before, I wouldn't call you a conservative. You're reactionary. I'm a conservative. I'm for human freedom. I think every American, a right, we have rights as Americans guaranteed in the Constitution to be free,
mm-hmm.
to have freedom of religion, freedom of consciousness, freedom of our lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You're against all that. I just heard you completely dehumanize that poor young woman because she's a stripper. I don't know if she was raped, but there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with being a stripper. I'm not really interested in watching women take their clothes off, not because I'm gay, but because it's frustrating. Just like if I'm hungry, I would go.
I'm very interested in women taking their clothes off. I'm very interested in watching women take their clothes off, as long as it's in my bedroom.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm very interested in that.
If I was hungry, I would go to a restaurant and eat. I wouldn't go to a place where they put a pork chop in front of your face and kind of wiggle it around, but no one gets to eat.
I heard that.
but I don't see this, though. That being said, I don't see that there's anything wrong with being a dancer or a stripper. I don't see that there's anything wrong with being a prostitute. I think those are legitimate professions. They're important professions. They do a lot of social good.
Okay.
Now
we don't agree on that, but
admittedly, in the capitalist world we live in, they're often very degraded professions. That is true. But so is everything that people, you know, being a ditch digger is degrading. Being a waitress is degrading.
Not necessarily.
Everything. Yeah, well, being a prostitute isn't necessarily degrading either. It depends on how you do it. But admittedly, a lot of women do it for the wrong reasons. They do it because their pimp is making them. They never really had a shot at life. They never had an education. I think all that stuff is sad, and it should be changed. But that's not any reason for prostitution to be illegal.
Okay, Larry, let's you and I have a conversation now. Your minute's up. First of all, I disagree with you on the prostitution. It is very dangerous. It is very destructive, also on a personal level, but also to society as a whole, because it fosters the impression.
Just the opposite.
And encourages the impression that women are just nothing more than vessels, to accommodate sperm.
Not at all.
I mean, really dehumanizes
them. That's not what a prostitute does.
Exactly. Well, I mean, unfortunately, I would think, and I would propose for your consideration, Larry, the majority of society disagrees with you, because that's how they view these girls or these women that provide these services. Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of men that are there's a lot of men that are sexist.
Yeah, absolutely.
But absolutely.
Remember we're in the conversation portion now.
Go ahead.
So you made a statement earlier about freedom. You're absolutely right, Larry. You have the freedom to do whatever you want to within the boundaries.
That's what I don't.
Well, you do. I mean,
sex work is illegal. I don't have the freedom to go to.
Well, because we have laws. I mean, the Constitution just wasn't a blank check charter, Larry, that you can do whatever you want to. We're a nation of laws.
It's not a blank check. You don't have the right to hurt people.
Right.
But the fact is that prohibition laws of any kind go entirely against the Constitution. In fact, to illegalize alcohol, as they did during Prohibition, it took a constitutional amendment.
Because that wasn't working.
Why do we allow drugs to be illegal, for instance? Why do we allow prostitution and gambling to be illegal?
Because there's some things that you simply can't tolerate in a civilized society. They're too destructive, Larry. We're having a conversation here. Okay, Larry, let's talk about drugs here for a second, and then I'm going to come back to you, and I want you to focus, because I'm going to move on to another caller, because we're already over our 3-minute limit. Hey, Larry, I don't want my kid, if I got a 3-year-old or 4-year-old, ingesting heroin or marijuana to sit on my coffee table, okay? That's why we don't have drugs that's why we have a classification of illegal and illegal drugs. Now go ahead and make your final point.
There's some things that are for adults.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want your children having sex. You don't want them driving a car. You don't want them doing drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Those are things you do when you're a responsible adult.
Thank God you're
and
a little bit
we
reasonable.
We all have
there.
A right to use substances in a responsible way. You know, when the Constitution was written 200 and something years ago, the drugs were completely legal. In fact, the founding fathers grew hemp.
Mm-hmm.
There was no mention of prohibiting anything
Larry,
in the Constitution.
It's not a blank check. Society has a right to regulate behavior. That's inherent in the Constitution.
Yeah,
spelled out very clear.
Fascist society.
No.
Fascist society tells you everything that's not prohibited is mandatory. Everything that's not mandatory is prohibited.
Well, I got to tell you, Larry, I mean, if you feel so
reactionary,
Larry.
You want total control over my lifestyle.
No, I don't, Larry.
You want me to have no freedom at all. What is more basic than our freedom of consciousness?
Larry, I don't want you to. That is patently untrue. I do not want to constrain your freedom to do anything within the bounds and parameters that are legally established by our society. You can do whatever you want
but
to.
But we have laws that are invalid.
Well, then change them, Larry. Get, you know, vote
well,
for somebody to change them.
In the meanwhile,
that's the mechanism that we have in this country.
An invalid
Larry,
law.
That's the mechanism that we have in this country.
Right,
you know, this
you
is not an anarchy. I mean, this
invalid
is,
law is
we're
is
not totalitarian. Hey, this is the United States of America. It's not Stalinist Russia. Okay? So, I mean, you have a mechanism to change those laws if you don't agree with them. Larry, thank you very much for calling the KSCO Saturday Rapid Fire Special, and thank you for agreeing to disagree with me today.
You'd like it better for Stalinist Russia, right?
Have a great weekend, Larry.
Thanks a lot.
Bye bye. Always a pleasure to talk to callers and engage in a conversation, even though Larry and I didn't agree, which we didn't. We were able to have a very intelligent, I thought, conversation, and it was totally devoid of any personal insults, so people can talk and can behave like adults when they put their mind to it. Let's hop to Joe in Salinas. He's been on the line waiting for us. Good afternoon, Joe, and welcome to the Saturday special, Rapid Fire Special with Rob Roberts. Welcome to the program.
I love this Rob Roberts, who I've heard for the last half hour. Sometimes the other Rob Roberts kind of loses it like we all do, but I'm just amazed when you stay on focus and tone it down just a tad, you're unbeatable.
I just turned 50, Joe. I'd like to think that I'm maturing a little bit.
Yeah, well, hopefully some of that will rub off on me.
Go ahead, my friend. Welcome to the program.
Margaret and Harold were outstanding. I love Margaret's efforts to excommunicate Sam Farr. I'm aware that he was Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
But these are elected officials, especially when they're Catholic. They have these immoral, self-serving opinions, which are against the church. They have to be made to pay. And
Well, you and I agree with that, Joe. I think that today, the entire, and my stand on this issue is clear. I've been consistent for years. This, this abortion issue, particularly this barbaric procedure that she described, the late term abortion, these children can live outside the womb. We're murdering them. We're crushing their skulls and extracting them from the womb. You don't have a right to do that, and that's absolutely barbaric. Okay. Unfortunately, as I stated with a previous caller, this happens to be the law, and we are a nation of laws. So here's the point. While I find that reprehensible, it is the law. So we don't like it, let's change it, man. Let's elect people, let's put people into power, let's put judges in place who agree with us, and let's get it changed, okay? But,
absolutely.
Let's do it.
His fallacy that he had no freedom. We've got nothing but freedom. What he wanted was license. And that's always dangerous to all of us. He also talked a little bit about prostitution and it wasn't degrading. I don't know. You might. All I can think of is Anna Caballero and Sam Farr and Leon Panetta. Those are three prostitutes that I know of. And I think it's pretty degrading. It certainly is sordid to go to a city council meeting or something like that and have the prostitution which we see. You shouldn't allow children in.
But you folks, but you know, folks in Salinas like it. For those you don't know, I ran for mayor of Salina twice. I ran for mayor of Salinas on two different occasions for just those reasons that you just articulated. I wanted to bring a little bit of fresh air into the process. And, you know, I wanted to treat people and I wanted to bring some honesty and integrity to the process. I got 33% of the vote the last time I ran, but I guess most folks are happy with what they got. So, hey, man, it is what it is.
Well, when you have so many illegal aliens who are under the gun, and this is why we have to get that situation taken care of, because when you are under the gun and you're worried about being picked up or if you're just living against the law, you're not going to make any waves.
That's right.
And that's what we're facing here.
Right.
No waves, and just do what you're told. And this is where they're really going to screw up because... that's been their one big selling point is that they will work, do anything, and say nothing. Mm-hmm. And now if they're going to give away that, people are going to start holding them accountable, and they're going to be creating a backlash.
Hey, Joe,
yes,
we're going to focus here and move on to another caller, but I want to close our wonderful conversation with this caveat from Benjamin Franklin, one of those evil white men that was a founding father of this country. And I think I'm quoting him accurately when he says, you got a republic if you can keep it.
Absolutely.
Okay? Thank you very much for calling the Saturday special today.
I just hope maybe I can get in touch with Margaret because I would like to help her in any way to get Sam Farr excommunicated.
I heard
that. I don't know if I can leave a number or anything.
I don't think we want to do that on the air. You better hold that tight. But, Margaret, perhaps you can call the station here sometime and leave your number if you're so inclined, if you're still listening. And Joe would like to get in contact with her. And then, Joe, if she wants to leave her number, then you know it's okay for you to call her. Okay?
Well, maybe I'll just leave my number, and then if she feels like she wants to call.
Well, if you feel free with giving it out over the air, go for it, Margaret.
Well, okay. 771-9709.
Okay, you're a brave guy. Hey, thanks a lot for calling the program today, Joe. God bless you and have a wonderful weekend.
God bless you, Rob.
Thank you very much. Okay, I want to read this fax that I got from Landon. Reference Mexical 2020. Robbie. Well, I go by Rob, but I'll take that as a form of endearment. What's the problem with the illegal Latinos? By 2020, they will have outbred the Californians and take over. So what's the problem? Relax and be open-minded, okay? Reference May 1st, Cinco Mayhem. I encourage all Latinos to walk out on Monday. Rationale. You cannot move Californians to take a pro-American stand unless you blast them into reality. Perhaps if they understand they stand to lose everything, then they'll get off their PC asses. Viva Mexico. Can I supersize that for you? Okay, I'm not sure I follow that, but I wanted to share that. Anytime someone takes an opportunity to fax us something like that, I want to share it with you folks on the air. Hey, look, you're tuning in to KSCO Saturday Special. This is Rob Roberts, the Rapid Fire Saturday Special. I'm bold, I'm black, and I'm back in town for about another 43 minutes. I am an American, just like you. I'm also a Christian, a Republican. And a conservative, unabashedly and unrepentantly so. You tuned in to KSCO. The number is 479-1080. If you want to share some thoughts with me, 477-1340. And send me a fax at 475-2967. Quick rant here before we go to the phone lines. Okay, Cynthia McKinney. This is a black congresswoman from Georgia with a rather storied history. No, she doesn't take her clothes off, but... she is kind of a prostitute, if you will. Anyway, a couple weeks ago, she was walking into the Capitol, and members of Congress are supposed to have this identifying pin on their lapel and wear it all the time. Everybody does, except evidently Miss Kinney. And this alerts the Capitol Police, who are there to provide security and prevent people from walking in with guns and bombs to blow up and kill our representatives, which I got to tell you, in some cases... I better not go there. Anyway, so Miss Kinney didn't wear her pin that day. And, the Capitol policeman saw her walk by and said, "Excuse me, ma'am." Okay, and she kept walking. "Excuse me, ma'am." This is a police officer. You know, guys that wear guns, it has a badge on and a nightstick and the other leather accoutrements, handcuffs, etc. et al. This is a police officer. person in authority, in the Capitol, a security officer. Time number two, excuse me, ma'am. She keeps walking. Third time, by this time, the police officer is walking after her. Excuse me, ma'am. And he reaches out to put his hand gently on her arm, prevent her. He doesn't know who this woman is. She doesn't have a little. She turns around and hits him, assaults him, and then subjects the rest of us to some foolish ass tirade about how her hairstyle was changed and she's a black woman, blah, blah, blah. She's a black idiot is what she is. Okay, and it's an insult to me as an American to have somebody of her caliber, you know, in Congress. Now, it really speaks to her constituents, okay, that they would elect some idiot like this to represent them. Kind of like, you know, the people that vote for Sam Farr all the time. Kind of for the people that vote here in Santa Cruz for the idiots on the city council. Like, you know, Santa Cruz is a nuclear-free zone, that type of foolishness. Okay, I mean, these are the type of people, like the idiots who are in the Senate right now in the state of California, encouraging kids to ditch school on Monday and people not to go to work. Those type of idiots, the people that vote for those idiots, some of whom are in this listening audience today, you're idiots, okay? And you need to be told what idiots you are. Well, anyway, the idiots who voted for Cynthia McKinney, okay, I hope they're feeling good. So now this woman talks about how she's was stopped because she's black. Because she's a female, because she changed her hairstyle, yada, yada, yada. No, idiot, you were stopped because you ignored a police officer. Has nothing to do with the fact that you're black, okay? It has everything to do with the fact that you're black and stupid, okay? George Bush in the war, okay? When I talk about the war, I like to be very, very narrowly focused. First of all, when I talk to people, I want to talk to people that have something invested. Most people that give their viewpoints on this war, and I'll even bring Cindy Sheehan in because she had a son. Like me, she has chips in the game and on the table. My precious son is currently serving on active duty with the United States Air Force. He was in Kuwait at the beginning of the war, okay? Let me tell you what. For those of us that have loved ones, brothers, sons, daughters in the war, chips on the table, I'll talk to you. You know, this war, we were attacked on 9/11. We were attacked, people. A bunch of idiotic, crazed Muslim fanatics flew airplanes into buildings and murdered our citizens. These are the people that saw the heads off of people in the name of some alien god. I guess Allah. These are the people that wrap explosives around babies and wrap them in swaddling clothes and take the kids out and blow the kids up so they can murder people. These are fanatics. Why are we having this conversation? Okay? Why are we even having this conversation? Okay? We need to get a grip on what's going over in Iraq. The president took us to war. We're in Afghanistan. Now, I'm having some second thoughts about what we need to do. These people are murdering each other. Sunnis and Shiites, these so-called Muslims, members of the religion of peace, they are murdering each other. They're blowing up each other's mosques. They're killing their own people. Muslims killing Muslims. Okay? And these people talk about religion? Some god? They're not no religion. They're a damn sect, as far as I'm concerned. And until so-called moderate Muslims start stepping up to the plate, okay, and denouncing these tactics, these murderous tactics, I don't recognize any religion that says you either become a member or we cut your head off. I don't recognize any religion that says you can murder people in the name of some god. Okay, the hell with that. Okay, you need to be exterminated. All right. Now, if Muslims want to speak up and take their religion back from these fanatics, these Islamo-fascists, then you need to do it. You need to step up to the plate, because I belong to a religion that recognizes a carpenter, okay? All right? I live and recognize a religion that says, you know, that, you know, God the Father loves all. And I belong to a religion that recognizes the Ten Commandments, not the Ten Suggestions. Thou shalt not kill, and certainly not in the name of God. All right? God, I can assure you, is more than capable of taking life on his own, which brings me to another topic. So we had a tsunami last year. Our topic was of religion. Does anybody else besides me recognize what really happened here? Okay. Remember all that life that was taken? Indonesia, the largest Muslim nation on earth. Indonesia, the largest Muslim nation on earth. And all of a sudden, one morning, a tsunami comes up and wipes out several hundred thousand people. Not in America. No tsunami or earthquake in Europe. And then right after that, about 8 or 9 months after that, a huge earthquake in Iran, another Muslim nation. I'm going to give you my interpretation. God is pissed off. God is pissed. All right? And he ain't pissed at Christians, by and large, although he does have a lot to be pissed off at. I think God is pissed off because people are talking about murdering people in his name, and that's pissing him off. Okay? And that's why you get a tsunami on the largest Muslim nation. That's not a coincidence. We don't need to, you know, you can't talk to me about that. You can't talk to me about an 8-point earthquake in Iran, another Muslim nation. Okay? That ain't coincidence. Coincidence is when you win the lottery. All right? 30% of American kids drop out of high school. Hello? Are you concerned? What does this portend for us as a society? 30% of all American kids fail to finish high school. Dumbing down of America. Okay? We've got the abject worst. You know, public schooling in this country is nothing more than a euphemism for stupidity. Okay? And indoctrination. If you go to a public school today, you're throwing your life away. You got nothing to gain. In Oakland, something like 28% of the kids that graduate, can take the required mandatory high school test to move on to college and pass. 28%. Does that bother anybody? Okay? Particularly in the black community, you black parents. Okay? Does that bother anybody? Okay? That you're entrusting your kids and your kids are not being educated? And what does it portend for us as a society? Where are our doctors and lawyers going to come from? Not from these kids. I can tell you that. Not from these kids. I want to switch gears real quick and talk about Barry Bonds, my little rant before I go back to the phone lines. You know, there's been a lot of stuff made about Barry Bonds, and I'm a Barry lover. I mean, there's a lot of haters out there, you know, when it comes to Barry Bonds, but I'm a Barry Bonds lover because me and Barry see eye to eye on a lot of things. Okay, now this whole thing about steroid use. And again, interwoven in this are, you know, the wonderful tentacles of race in America. This, again, is another lesson of how far we have yet to go. Okay, Barry Bonds, you know, is getting ready to pass Babe Ruth. Barry Bonds happens to be an American who's black. He's aloof. He lives his life according to what he wants, his own standards. He's rich enough to, you know, to do that. And there have been allegations made against him, allegations. Nothing's been proven. In any case, this whole steroid thing is nothing more than pumped up, pardon the euphemism, BS, as far as I'm concerned. Okay, so Barry Bonds used steroids, so what? Until 2003 in Major League Baseball, that wasn't illegal. Okay, remember Mark McGwire? You know, big, white, Caucasian, strapping Mark McGwire? Okay, in that home run record when that he broke of Roger Maris's a couple years before that? Mark, obviously pumped up. Have you seen this man at the Senate hearings? He is a shadow of his former self. He's like, he's 35, 40 pounds less than when he played. Okay, but there was nothing made about Mark McGwire obviously being on steroids. Hell, he even admitted he was using it. Okay? Here's my point. Everybody out there that's talking about Barry Bonds setting an example. Look, athletes, again, don't set example for kids. The hell with the kids of America when it comes to steroid use. You set the example for your children as a parent. Okay? My kids don't use drugs. You want to know why? Because I didn't allow it in my house and I didn't do it. My kids don't beat women. Okay? You want to know why? Because I don't beat women. I've never beaten a woman. The only time I've ever raised my hand is to caress a woman. Okay? You set the example for your children. My kids don't come into my house and swear, okay, because I have a godly house in my house. And if they can't adhere to the standards that I've set, they don't come into my house, period. So as far as anybody setting an example for your kids, you do that yourself, okay? Don't worry about Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire. And they're talking about putting an asterisk by Barry Bonds. Here's my response to those idiots out there that, you know, these hypocrites. You know, they said that. They were all cheering when he was knocking them home runs. You're going to put an asterisk by Barry Bonds. We're going to put an asterisk by Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, and all them white ball players like Lou Gehrig, okay, that played against all white teams back in this country's history when black men were forbidden to play baseball. Babe Ruth never had to, you know, had to hit against Satchel Paige, okay? Josh Gibson, who was probably the greatest home run hitter in baseball, a black man, was not allowed to play. He hit over 800 home runs, but he wasn't allowed to ply his trade because he was black in this country, and we had institutional racism back in the 20s, and baseball, Major League Baseball, wouldn't allow black Americans to play in a national pastime. So let's put an asterisk by all them records, too, because they don't mean a hill of beans to me. Ty Cobb, one of the most virulent racists, okay, in American history, and particularly in the sport, he's in the Hall of Fame. But now there are people talking about they're not going to let Barry Bonds in the Hall of Fame, and they got Ty Cobb in there. Okay, I'm a fan, and I'm tired of this hypocrite and this hypocritical outlook on so many facets of American life. Barry Bonds is the greatest baseball player in my lifetime. If he wants to give himself steroids and have kidney cancer like his dad did, okay, that's his business. It wasn't against the law when he was using it, and he's passed every test he's ever been given. He's going to the Hall of Fame, okay, and you hypocrites out there need to back off the man. Okay, talk about putting an asterisk by his name. You better get ready to put an asterisk by Babe Ruth and all them other white baseball players who plied their trade and made their so-called record-setting milestones against nothing but white competition when some of the best baseball players in America at that time were African-Americans. All right, governor's race in California. Last thing I'm going to nail today before we go to the phone lines for the rest of the time here. Oh, wow, what a choice we got. Steve Wesley, who's the other idiot that's running? I can't remember, on the Democratic side. And California, okay, the governor. You know, Arnold has really ticked me off for a lot of things, but you know what? You can't deny that a man has done a lot of good. Okay, the Democratic issue or the Democratic answer to everything in this state is to take more money from people to raise their taxes. Next time you fill up your tank, I want you to look in the gas pump and see how much in tax you're paying. Okay, the days of $1.50 gas are gone forever, folks, but look at how much tax you're paying. On any given day, you're paying the state, federal, and local gas tax a total of about 55 to 60 cents. That's right. Where's this money going to? Anybody that talks about raising my tax can't possibly get my vote. They're stealing more money from me than I can. You know, I am totally outraged, okay, over what's going on here in California. And that's why I'm leaving, man. We're the last person that leaves, turn off the lights, because I'm starting the exodus. I'm out of here, okay? I'm in the process of building me a home down south. I'm leaving this place. You can have it, okay? I have had enough. Been here 22 years, and it gets crazier and crazier, okay? Their answer to solving the problems in this state is to take more money from you, and it's going to get worse, okay? It's going to get worse. I'm voting for Arnold, okay? I hope he's going to get the nomination. I hope people are going to put this man in, because remember, we got rid of a Democrat idiot, okay, for the self-same reason that we put Arnold in, okay? Because Arnold promised to do more, do it better, and he has done that. He's fighting an uphill battle because he's got a whole host of idiotic Californians who believe that their ticket to ride is on my hide. Okay, let's go to the person. Let me see who's been waiting here. Okay, we got to go to Marcella and Salinas. Thank you, Marcella, for waiting so long, and welcome to KSEO Rapid Fire with Rob Roberts.
Hey, Rob, can you hear me?
Got you loud and clear.
Okay, I want to preface this by saying that being critical of this government proves that one is patriotic. Having said that, most people in this country, including yourself, have blind faith in America. You believe it stands for freedom. The reality is that the control media portrays the president as a wonderful person. He has sold his soul to the special interest groups, not just the oil companies, but also Big Pharma. Big Pharma has thousands of lobbyists in Congress. And this was not in the news, but in the past year, beginning with the Homeland Security Act of 2002, riders were put in so that parents of children damaged by vaccines could not collect a penny. And similar legislation has passed several times under the guidance of Senate Majority Bill Fritz, who will probably, unfortunately, be the next president. They hide behind God. They hide behind being anti-abortion. But they care nothing about children that are actually wanted and born. I say that because when a pregnant woman, doctors are telling pregnant women to get an influenza flu vaccine, and the fetus is getting 200 times what our own EPA says is harmful. As soon as a child is born, he's injected with a hepatitis B vaccine that is very dangerous. It's loaded with mercury. If a child has a hepatitis shot, they have a 300% greater chance of developing multiple sclerosis. I know you're a nurse, and you think that the medical community can do no harm. They're controlled by Big Pharma. Big Pharma is in the medical schools. These reps visit the doctors several times a week. They are beholden to them. 90% now of commercials on TV are pharmaceutical ads. And because of that, now constant legislation is being passed where you have to accept their drugs or vaccines. And if you're harmed by them, then you're out of luck.
So what's your solution?
Banning pharmaceutical ads for starters.
Can't do that.
Also,
can't do that. Can't do that.
People of their
can't
rights.
Do that. First Amendment. Remember that little thing called the First Amendment?
Well,
can't do that.
Tobacco ads. How come they don't ban pharmaceutical ads? They're banned in Europe. How come they're allowed in this country? In Europe, they care more about their children. You and Bush, who claim to be so concerned about children. All you care about is the almighty dollar.
I think everybody prostitutes children, and it's not just Bush, it's Democrats as well. Every politician in this country.
Yeah, both Democrats.
Wait a minute. Yeah. We're having a conversation. You don't had your minute. We're in a conversation clause now, okay? Every politician in this country, no matter who the hell they are, Hillary Clinton, okay, to George Bush, they all prostitute children. You understand me? No one.
Children now have behavioral.
Well, okay, so what? Okay, so what is your solution to that? Because people have the right to go ahead and make decisions on whether or not they want to get their kids vaccinated.
They're not told that they have the right. That is not true. People are led to believe that they have to. They are not informed of their religious exemption.
I can tell you right now from my own personal experience that's not true. Many women in my hospital at Alameda County Medical Center opt not to have their children vaccinated. Many women opt not to.
There's
stick a needle in some kid. They have the right.
Less than 1% of doctors report adverse reactions. I took my kids to the doctor, and I told my doctor my child has high-pitched screaming.
Okay.
And it's a sign of developmental
This is problem. Obviously something that you're very concerned about and it's impacted you personally. Here's the point. You can opt out of any medical treatment you want. You don't have to take any medications. Here in California, that's made clear to every patient that comes in. You do this voluntarily. So this is a red herring or canard, okay? Bottom line is you got to take responsibility for yourself, honey, and for the decisions that you make. Okay, we don't have
Why
an assembly
isn't it
line.
On the news about
That irrespective. No one has got an assembly line in any hospital here where they're sticking needles in kids' arms and you can't say no or forbid that. And like I said, I see this every day because as you yourself said, I am a registered nurse. I work in the hospital and I see this every day. A lot of women opt not to have this done. They're given information and they say, no, I don't want this done. So the bottom line is you make the decision, you have to take responsibility for it, but no one is forced to take any medication in the state. This state has probably got some of the most rigorous rules and regulations when it comes to patient rights in the United States. Okay, I can tell you that. I can tell you that because I see it every day.
I'm sorry. I meet very educated women. They know nothing about the mercury.
Well, whose fault is that? Whose fault is that? Whose fault is that?
They run all these dumb PSA commercials, talk to your kids, give them vegetables. They don't say anything like, make sure.
So they don't take the time. They don't take the time to, go ahead and investigate that.
Well,
I can tell you what.
How are people supposed to know if there is this blackout against this
information? Hey, Marcella. You're a parent just like me. When I was raising my kids didn't get any medication unless it was explained to me in totality. I took the time because I was a parent. My kids didn't get nothing put in their mouth or put in their body unless I knew exactly what
Let's
it was.
Let's talk about vaccines.
No, we don't have time to talk about that because we're already 5 hours. We know we're already 5 minutes past your time right now. But here's my point. You can't excuse people from taking responsibility, Marcella.
Did you know that Schwarzenegger passed a bill to ban these mercury-laden vaccines? And the federal government under Bush has overridden all these states.
Okay, so everything is Bush's fault.
Federal rights.
Everything is Bush's fault, and everything is Schwarzenegger's fault, and the parents are all victims.
Schwarzenegger signed the bill. He did something good for one.
So you're a victim, right? And all the other parents here are victims. Well, that's what I hear you saying.
Do you know how much it costs?
You're a victim. I don't care about that. Take responsibility for what you do. Okay, I'm a parent. You're not going to run that BS by me. Again, I tell you from my own experience, my children, I took responsibility for anything that was put into my kids' body.
Well, your kids are really older now.
No, my children were little.
No.
I raised them, and I'm telling you, you're not listening to me. Okay, and I'm moving on to the next caller because you obviously have your mind made up and you don't want to have a conversation with me on this. I'm a parent. I raised my kids, and I'm telling you for the third time now, nothing went in my kids' body, okay, unless I approved it because I loved my children. I made the time and took the time to do that. In short, I was a parent. And I took responsibility. And if you're not prepared to do that when you're a parent, you shouldn't have kids. Thank you very much for calling the Saturday special with me this afternoon. I'm moving right along. That really gets me hot when I talk to people who abrogate responsibility. You need to take responsibility in this country for the decisions that you make. And I can tell you right now, in my job as a registered nurse, I always take the time to explain to my patients before I give them any type of medication to tell them exactly what it is. And they have the right, it's a law in California, to refuse any medication, okay? So that's a law here in the state of California, all right? Now, most of the folks that I work with include doctors. They don't take the time to do that. They just throw this stuff out. And she was right. A lot of people abrogate that responsibility. I can't begin to tell you how many times I've seen other nurses, you know, walk in or doctors talk about prescribing a particular medication. They don't tell a patient what it's for, and the patient just say, okay, and they just take it. All right? Well, that's them, that's me, not in my practice. I explain to my patients exactly what the medication is for, what it does, and they say, okay, Rob, and they take it. Okay? There's a trust factor there. That's why nurses, my profession, are consistently rated in the 90s, 92-93% of the most trusted profession in the United States. Doctors are down in the 60s because we as nurses take the time to advocate for our patients. We're advocates. Okay? But you got to take responsibility for things, Marcella, in your life. And when my kids were growing up, I took responsibility. Nothing went into my kids, okay, unless I knew what it was for. Okay, why it was being given at Al. I got to take a quick break here before we hit the last 12, 13 minutes. You're tuning in to KSCO 1080 AM. This is Saturday Rapid Fire Special with Rob Roberts. I'm bold, I'm black, and I'm back for another 13 minutes. Stay tuned and come back.
JC Heating and Air Conditioning was started in 1975 by John and Carol Hadley. I'm Chris, and when you call JC Heating, I'm the guy who's going to come over to your home and explain your new heating system, air conditioning, and indoor air quality appliances. The secret to JC Heating's success in the Monterey Bay Area for 30 years? We offer safety, comfort, and value. Pretty basic. If you're building or remodeling, or just want to get rid of your old inefficient furnace, call us at 831-475-6538. Want to know the latest in high-efficiency heating and cooling? Call me. Trouble with your ducting? Those critters will get in if you don't watch out. Call JC Heating. We want to hear from you. And for those of you who suffer from asthma or allergies, ask about our perfect air purifier. JC Heating and Air Conditioning. Regular people. I'm Chris, a regular guy who wants to get in your house and fix it. Call us at 831-475-6538. JC Heating, 475-6538.
Spending time in the great outdoors doesn't have to mean roughing it, especially when you have the latest camping gear from Outdoor World. A lightweight, ultra-comfortable sleeping pad, a weather-resistant tent, or a cozy, warm sleeping bag will make spending time in the great outdoors, well, great. Outdoor World has the latest gear for camping, hunting, or fishing. Check out the new drip coffee maker from Coleman, designed to fit on camp stoves.
or the cool and sturdy stainless steel Coleman ice chests. You'll also find camp cookware, cots, lanterns, and accessories. Going fishing? Check out Outdoor World's selection of fishing poles, waders, boots, and tackle boxes. And duck hunters will love Outdoor World's selection of hunting rifles, ammo, gun safes, and camo clothing. With so much gear in one place, you're bound to find what you're looking for, and maybe something a little extra, like time. Shop Outdoor World in Monterey on Fremont Street, on River Street in Santa Cruz, and on 41st Avenue in Capitola. Look for their ad in the Good Times in Monterey County Weekly. Outdoor World. We gear you for adventure.
This house ain't grand, but for sure it's mine. It's a beautiful driveway for which I pine. I want a thrill when I park my ride. Give me a driveway that's smooth and wide. My neighbors are jealous, I'm happy to say. Granite Construction made my day.
Our little vineyard is a ton of fun. Seems there's always a job to be done. Now it's time to build that retaining wall and a whole lot of earth to haul. Granite Construction is our go-to crew. Granite Construction, thank you.
My corporate project has got me in a sweat. If I really make it happen, that raise I'll get. It's big and complex, but I can't get uptight. Just got to be sure it's on time and done right. So I went and got the best I could find. Granite Construction, that's project peace of mind.
When you need to find the poetry in a job well done, call 1-800-GRANITE. For construction materials and private and custom jobs of any type, Granite Construction, what can we build for you?
It takes a lot of energy to sell your home, and I have energy to spare. Hello, I'm Heidi Theodore with Sherman & Boone Real Estate, and I have a beautiful home just for you. Listen.
Visit Heidi's Open House Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. A beautiful three-bedroom, two-bathroom home at 210 West Phillips Road in beautiful Rancho Corralitos for only $739. You'll find hardwood floors, high ceilings, separate dining room, office, den, living room, fireplace, double-pane windows, large flat lot, private backyard with pond and hot tub, two-car garage, and parking for an RV or boat. You'll find a lot for your money at Heidi's Open House Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Directions at HeidiTheodore.com.
Call me, Heidi Theodore, 24-7 for a private showing of this beautiful home. Or to sell your home, 818-1256. That's 818-1256. Or HeidiTheodore.com. Oh, by the way, there's only one Heidi Theodore, and that's me.
Steal away for a night or two with a relaxing bed and breakfast package at Asilomar Conference Grounds, Monterey Peninsula's beautiful refuge by the sea. Here you can clear your mind with peaceful walks by the sea, bicycling, great golf, and excursions to historic Cannery Row, Monterey Bay Aquarium, and Old Fisherman's Wharf. Packages start at just $126 per night and are available through June 30th, 2006, based on availability. Some restrictions may apply. Go to www.visitasilomar.com or call 866-312-6380.
www.kseo.com. Oh, welcome back to the KSCO Saturday Special Rapid Fire Edition. My name is Rob Roberts. We've got about 10 minutes left. The number is 479-1080, 477-1340. Send me a fax at 475-2967. That's another reason I'm leaving California. You know, this Heidi, you know, two-bedroom, three-bedroom, $783,000, right? Hardwood floors. I'm in the process of building me a plantation, okay, in South Carolina right now, 4,000 square foot with slave quarters in the back, okay? A plantation, all right? Hardwood floors throughout, five bedrooms, blah, blah. Like I said, 4,000 square feet, about $335,000, Heidi, okay? That's another reason why I'm leaving California, because, I mean, this place is insane, okay? If you're a normal, everyday working person, okay, you can't afford to buy here. You can forget it, okay? If you got in early, you're good to go, okay? But if you're trying to start a family now, forget it. If you're a young, upwardly mobile professional, forget it. You can't buy diddly here. Okay, we've become a state of renters here in California, and that's going to cause a lot of social unrest. It's already causing social unrest now. People can't buy homes. They can't get into the market. All right, we've got a couple minutes here, and I'm going to hit these last two callers, but I just want to say for all of you families that have service members serving on active duty right now, God bless you and thank you. You're in my prayers every day, okay, because you guys are making a sacrifice. Our wonderful men and women who are serving our great nation overseas at the behest of our Commander-in-Chief, George Bush, do so because they are professionals, consummate professionals, and they love this country. They're all volunteers, and that's what's so impressive about these young men and women. They weren't drafted, okay? They volunteered to serve their country, okay? And Cindy Sheehan, you know, irrespective of Cindy Sheehan, and I'm sorry her son was killed, Casey, okay? But that woman has done more to defame her son's memory than anybody I can think of. She makes me sick. She's beneath contempt, okay? Her son wasn't drafted, and nobody twisted his arm to join, okay? And I think right now that if he were here, he would tell his mother to shut the hell up, okay? Because she has embarrassed and defamed this young man's memory. You know, as a father, okay, as the father of an active duty service member, who's serving our nation right now, my son in the Air Force, hey, you better believe I've had to think about the possibility of my son being killed, okay? Force myself to think about it. Serving in the military is inherently dangerous. You're talking to a veteran. I know this, okay? I was in the Army for 10 years, okay? I had the honor of leading men into combat in Grenada in 1983, okay? I've been under fire. I know that serving in the military is a sacrifice for families and soldiers alike. It is inherently dangerous. Okay, whether you're driving a truck on a military base and you have an accident, or if you're in the thick of fighting right now, it is a dangerous occupation. Okay, and these men and women are to be heralded and supported, okay, for the sacrifice that they're making. It doesn't make a difference who's sitting in the White House. The Commander-in-Chief, he can be a woman, he can be a man, he can be a Democrat, he can be a Republican. And just for the record, the major wars in this past two centuries have been started by Democrats. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Democrat. Harry Truman, Korean War, Democrat. LBJ, Democrat. John F. Kennedy, Democrat. The one Republican president there, Nixon, ended the Vietnam War. These are facts that make people uncomfortable, but they're facts. But irrespective of that, these men and women are to be lauded. And I got to tell you, if my son were killed, and I had to think about this, if my son were killed, I would respect his decision. I wouldn't defame his memory like folks like Cindy Sheehan. My son made his choice. He risked his life along with other young men and women because they want to be there. He's doing what he wants to do. I got to respect that, and I do. Let's hit these last couple callers real quick. Let's go to Mario in Santa Cruz. Welcome to Rob Roberts, KSCO, Rapid Fire Saturday Special, Mario. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Rob?
I'm fine.
Hey, I'm a Mexican-American. Not like you. I think you forget where you come from.
Where do I come
family.
From? Where do I come
Africa,
from?
Africa.
Okay.
You're an African-American.
I come from Africa. I'm sorry, Mario. I was born in Chicago, Illinois, but go on.
See, if black folks will listen to you, they you do a really good job, you know. I got to admit that. You get people mad. But I got to tell you something, man, about these people.
Okay.
You have the right to talk on the phone thanks to Martin Luther King. Otherwise, you guys will still be using other restrooms. You guys will be drinking water out of a different water fountain.
All because of Martin Luther King, man?
You know what?
You know what, Mario?
You know what he did? He did a peaceful march.
I know what he did.
For the rights of the people.
He was a great man. Mario, he was a great man. He was a great man, but I'm not sitting here today because of him. I'm here today because of myself. Martin Luther King didn't put me through nursing school. He didn't have me get two bachelor degrees.
He did not do that. If he did not rise the people to fight for the right, believe me, you will still be down there. Your
really?
Family will still be down
really?
On the can.
Okay.
You know what? Thanks to people like this that they get tired of being treated the way they get treated.
How are they being treated?
Because other people, we have what we have.
Mario, if you want, you know, if the man, and by the way, I love the Mexican people. I love your people, man. Okay? I really do. I really do, man. I'm dating a Latina right now, and she's hot, man. She's real hot. Okay? And we don't agree on everything, okay? But I got to tell you something. I love the Mexican culture, but just do it legally, man. If you want to come in this country, come in this country legally.
Yeah, well, definitely.
Come legally.
Let me tell you something.
And be an American, man. I will, but this, hey, man, put that Mexican flag away and pick up the red, white, and blue, man. You're an American.
That's what they're doing.
Put that
away. You know what? They got the American flag and they got the Mexican flag because they love this country. They're here working. You know what they're doing right now? How many black folks do you see working on the fields?
Not too many.
Not too many. What did they do when they came to this country from Africa? They were working on the field.
Picking that cotton, baby. But they were
and
forced to do that. They were forced to do that. They were forced
exactly.
to do that.
They were, you know,
didn't have a choice.
It's not their fault. They didn't have no choice, man. They were bought as slaves. But let me tell you something. They rise. And you know what? I am so happy that they did. And now, what is the black the black community doing, man? They work hard. And they
no, they're not, man. They're using
better.
Drugs. They're
not
into that
people.
Rap. They're destroying the family.
They try to make it.
No, they're not. No,
and
they're not.
They're finding a way to do it, man.
Hey, Mario, let me tell you something before I, because I'm going to move on to Michael, because I want to hit him. He's the last caller. Hey, Mario, make sure that what's happening to my community don't happen to yours, man.
That's what they're doing.
Make
they're
sure. Make sure
out,
that you continue to support and keep that strong family ethic in the Hispanic community. Otherwise, your people are going to end up just like mine. Thanks a lot for calling the program. I'm going to go to Michael real quick. He's the last caller. Hey, welcome to the Saturday special. You got a minute, Michael. Go for it, man.
Hey, bro, what's up?
Hey, same old stuff, different day. I'm just shoveling more of it.
It's good to hear you back.
Thanks.
To be honest with you. I got a question for you because you're the perfect person to answer it. Despite the reason that black Americans live in America and are citizens, why aren't they grateful to be here?
Why aren't they or why are they?
Why are they not?
Because they've been brainwashed, man. Because they've been brainwashed. That's why. Because they're idiots. Because they haven't assimilated like a lot of these illegal immigrants. They haven't brought into the concept and the ownership of being American, Michael. That's why. Because they don't look to this country. They don't love this country. Like those of us brought in. Yeah, this country's got a lot of faults. I know that. For crying out loud, I've been black all my life, for Christ's sakes. I don't need some self-serving, self-righteous idiot to tell me about the problems in America. But it's still the greatest country on the face of this earth. God has blessed this country and continues to do so. And I love it. That's why I'm an American. This is my country. I served it. You know, on active duty in the military, and I was prepared to give my life for it then, and I love it. That's why. So to answer your question, so many blacks have been encouraged to isolate themselves, man, not to buy into the concept of this is my country. That's why, in a nutshell.
And I don't understand it either because it's the very thing that's held them back, you know.
Exactly. And continues to hold them back.
Yeah, well, God bless you, bud. It's so good to hear you and keep up
thank
the
you.
Good work. And I hope
thank
to hear you again in the future.
God bless you. And thank you very folks, all of you folks out there for putting up with me today. This is Rob Roberts, Saturday Special, KSEO, 1080 AM. Mike will be back next week. God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Since later, letting the UN back in. Iran says it will allow inspectors back into their country to take a look at Tehran's nuclear program. Fox's Kelly Wright has more.
Iran's Islamic Republic apparently making a move to keep its nuclear program from coming before the UN Security Council for a vote on sanctions, announcing today that it will allow snap inspections from the IAEA if the country's nuclear issue returns to the scrutiny of the Nuclear Watchdog Agency.
But Iran says it has no intention of stopping its nuclear program despite world pressure. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. John Bolton says America and the U.N. are ready to take the necessary actions to get Iran to back down.
Our immediate task here in the Council is clear, and that is to produce a resolution under Chapter 7 making the IAEA resolutions mandatory.
Iran continues to maintain its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes only. Yet another terror tape from Al-Qaeda's number two man, Ayman al-Zawahiri, finding its way to the airwaves.
He praised Al-Qaeda operations in Iraq and said 800 insurgent bombings here have given America and its allies a real ordeal.
That's Fox's Courtney Keeley in Baghdad. At least 69 American soldiers have died this month in Iraq, making it the worst month of the year.
There will be more tough fighting ahead in Iraq and more days of sacrifice and struggle. Yet the enemies of freedom have suffered a real blow in recent days.
That's President Bush in his weekly radio address commenting on this. Meantime, there's an increase in civilian casualties in Iraq.
Last week, 56% of the casualties were innocent men, women, and children in Iraq. The numbers of attacks against civilians in the last 10 weeks have increased 90%.
That's Major General Rick Lynch, a spokesperson for the multinational forces in Iraq, commenting on a State Department annual report on terrorism. And an anti-war protest today in New York City, thousands of people demanding U.S. troops withdraw. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I'd like to tell you about an attacker and how my friend survived. He was hit in the head by a stroke and left unable to speak. He couldn't believe it was actually happening and didn't know what to do. So he didn't get help right away. And it only got worse. His left side got weak and he was helpless. Thankfully, someone realized what was going on and and called 911. If they hadn't, my friend wouldn't be here now. If you're attacked by a stroke, call 911 immediately. The sooner you react, the better your chance of survival. I'm glad that he lived, but we're still praying and working on his recovery. So if it ever happens to you or someone around you, get emergency medical help right away. Don't try to deny it's an attack by a stroke. This is Will Downing, friend of a stroke survivor.
Strokes attack African Americans more often. Find out why. Call 1-888-4-STROKE or visit www.strokeassociation.org. Time lost is brain lost. A public service message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Explosion at a chemical plant in Port Arthur, Texas.
Thankfully, we haven't had anybody that was injured or anything like that. We are getting it all under control, and we've got a number of our people from our fire brigades from our three sites here in southeast Texas.
That's Huntsman Refinery Public Relations Manager Calvin Kuvlin. The investigation continues. Violence again between Israelis and Palestinians.
Once again, Israeli artillery is pummeling the Gaza Strip, and once again, it is in response to Palestinian homemade rockets being fired at Israel. Four Qassam rockets came out of the Gaza Strip yesterday, and the Israeli cannon fire started yesterday evening. An Israeli army spokesperson estimates 100 shells have been fired at the Qassam launching sites. A spokesman for Islamic Jihad says as a result, they will continue to strike at Israeli civilian targets. Israel says whenever the Qassam rockets are fired, artillery strikes will follow. In Jerusalem, Mike Tobin, Fox News Radio.
Talk about leaving the wrong piece of evidence behind. You could say this bank robber left police an important clue.
They say he left a pay stub from his roofing job in the getaway car, and the man driving the car who hadn't been in on the heist went to police after suspecting something was up. The alleged thief, 33-year-old Jason Maxwell of Philadelphia, bummed a ride to the bank and afterward tipped the driver some cash. That set off alarm bells. The driver brought the money and pay stub to police, who then looked up Maxwell's driver's license photo, an exact match to the image caught by security cameras. Maxwell's being held on $65,000 bail. Lisa Carton, Fox News Radio.
Draft day for the National Football League.
The first selection in the 2006 NFL draft, the Houston Texans select Mario Williams, defensive end, North Carolina State.
Not the most popular of choices among fans, as you can see. The second player picked was running back Reggie Bush, taken by the New Orleans Saints. I'm Allison Slater, Fox News Radio.
KSCO.com. KOMY AM 1340. KSCO AM 1080.
And you're listening to KSCO AM 1080. It's 5 minutes past noon, and I'm Jay Cruz with a look at your forecast for today. Mostly cloudy with areas of drizzle and fog in the morning. 10% chance of precipitation with south wind at 5 miles per hour with highs around 60 tonight. Mostly cloudy, drizzle and fog with west winds at 6 miles per hour with low around 54. Sunday partly cloudy with areas of drizzle and fog in the morning with west winds at 6 miles per hour with highs around 63. Stay tuned to KSCO AM 1080 for perspectives. Stick around.
Up-to-the-minute news and the best in talk, AM 1080, KSCO Santa Cruz, and AM 1340, KOMY Watsonville.
Sorry, guys, at the risk of sounding uncouth, I can't find the Mozart music. But you're good to go.
All right, thanks, Jay. We're going to skip our music here in the beginning, and we're going to go right to perspectives. Yeah. So, this is Donald Davidson. I'm your co-host, and in our studio today, in our studio today is Tom Quinn, our executive producer, and his guest will be
Horacio Marquez.
That would have been a challenge for me, and our engineer is calling him up right now. So he'll be on the air in just a minute. If our producer Tom would like to. Give us a little introduction on him, and we're going to be talking about world financial markets here today.
Yeah, folks, today we're going to be interviewing Horacio Marquez, and hopefully our engineer will get him on the line pretty soon. He's the editor of the Money Map Advantage Trading Service, which is an Oxford Club investment advisory panelist. He's a partner in Aquinan Capital Management, a U.S. hedge fund operating out of Shanghai. Horacio is a native Argentinian, and Mr. Marquez has spent more than 20 years of experience in Latin America and global finance activities on Wall Street, including working with major U.S. fund management companies. Previous positions, including head of emerging markets research for Merrill Lynch Asset Management Fixed Income Funds, director of economic and financial research in Latin America for the Swiss Bank, director of credit and research for ADP Capital Management. In these capacities, while managing billions of dollars, he correctly foresaw and took the very large advantage of the Argentine fiscal crisis in 1994, the Mexican maxi devaluation later that year, the Asian crisis in 1997, and the Russian crisis in 1998. Marquez also got out of Enron, WorldCom, and many others without losses well before they defaulted and foresaw the ensuing U.S. recession and recovery. Additionally, do we have our guests on?
Yeah, I believe so.
Are you there, Horacio?
Yes, how are you?
Very good. I was just starting to say a little about your background. I'm glad we could get you on the air. Could you tell us a little about your newsletter and your background?
Yes, very glad to be